An awe-inspiring scientific feat out of the Vatican today. Hear how a team of geneticists is claiming to have, for the very first time, successfully cloned God. And later, how long can you keep Taco Bell in the fridge before it goes bad, hypothetically? A week? 2 weeks? And what if, say, the sour cream, hypothetically, didn't smell that bad? Our tech and health experts are here to weigh in. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Back with more news as soon as I'm done puking my guts out, right after this.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
We begin with a monumental feat in the field of genetics, as a group of the world's top religious scientists in Vatican City have today announced that they have, for the very first time in human history, made a successful clone of God the Father Almighty. OPR's Afterlife and Holy Monstrosity correspondent Thaddeus Lawson joins us now with more.
Thanks for having me, Leslie.
Now, Thaddeus, I've heard accounts of mice and even sheep being cloned, but this seems like a much bigger advancement. Can you explain to our listeners what exactly is the significance of cloning our Lord?
The significance cannot be overstated. Just listen to what the head of the Catholic Church's Order of Holy Genomics had to say about it at a press conference earlier today.
By artificially producing a fully functional God who possesses all of the divine traits of the original, we now have the ability to conduct hands-on research on the Lord. We cannot wait to get our hands dirty and figure out what makes God tick. Plus, we have a lot of latitude because ethics only applies to earthly beings.
Wow, I can't imagine this was easy. How exactly did they achieve this feat?
Well, according to the researchers, this clone of God, which they refer to as Marvin, stemmed from attempts all the way back in the mid-90s to clone cherubs, the least complex of all heavenly beings.
Okay.
It's the culmination of a long period of trial and error in which the initial God clones that were created suffered from a variety of health and developmental problems. Many were hairless and had high levels of fallibility. The defective clones would often wail out in Aramaic for the researchers to end their lives and put them out of their misery. They were also not immortal.
Now, I'm sure this isn't without controversy. What are critics saying about the cloning of our Father?
You're right on that, Leslie. Just listen to what a lifelong Catholic who was protesting outside the Vatican had to say.
They're playing God. Only God has the power to make God. But if only God could create God, then who created God in the first place? Was God created by scientists in a lab too? Are these scientists gods themselves? Is the real God science? Whoa, I gotta sit down.
Wow, that guy sounds unbearable. I'd hate to run into him at a party. So, how is this new God clone holding up? Are there any issues?
Based on medical evaluations, Vatican scientists believe Marvin can expect to enjoy a healthy, holy life of omnipotence and transcending space and time for all of eternity. Though for now, he is being closely monitored in a secured enclosure designed to replicate the natural, blissful conditions of his divine kingdom.
Ooh.
Just listen to this test recording of the God clone.
Fuck this. God isn't even real.
Can you smite the heretic? Come on. You can do it. Smite the heretic for me. You did it!
Absolutely incredible. What plans does the Vatican have for this clone deity?
The possibilities are truly endless. The new technique provides them with the power to recreate God should the naturally occurring population of our Heavenly Father ever go extinct. The Church may also choose to grow a supply of usable divine internal organs as potential replacements should God ever begin to fall ill.
Ooh, any chance I could get my hands on some of those God organs?
Not while we're on mic, dumbass. Talk to me after the show.
Oh, sorry. Right. Of course. Got it. Well, thank you, Thaddeus. That's OPR's Thaddeus Lawson. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
Well, folks, I gotta go secretly try to buy some of God's organs so I can harvest them for profit. That stays between you and me, by the way. But before I go, here's what else you need to know today. President Joe Biden continues to fill out his cabinet, appointing Janet Yellen to the key role of Treasury Secretary. Yellen was sworn in last week after clearing the key confirmation hurdle of correctly identifying a $5 bill in a blind taste test. No surprise the Senate took note. Pretty impressive. And newly appointed Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is also getting right to work, as he spent the first week in his new role codifying the rules of calling shotgun. Buttigieg is hoping to close some of the Trump-era loopholes of calling the front seat passenger spot, noting that under the Biden administration, all riders will be required to be outside and on their way to the vehicle before shotgun can be called. And finally, newly appointed Secretary of State Antony Blinken may already have his hands full, as over the weekend, an increasingly bold Israel announced that they would begin building new settlements in downtown Albuquerque. Can't say I blame them. New Mexico is beautiful this time of year. And that's The Topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not try to give cloning yourself a try? Then make sure each and every one of your unnatural mutations subscribes to The Topical wherever they get their podcast. Could really go a long way toward helping our numbers. And while your clones are at it, they can also sign up to become a member of The Topical's Patreon, where for as little as $5 a month, you'll have access to all kinds of exclusive news content. And for just $10 a month, you'll receive an on-air shout-out during one of our episodes where I will personally thank you by your full name, phone number, address, and social security number if I have them all. Unfortunately, that is not the case for today's shout out, which goes out to two members of our $25 tier, Laura and Aileen. Well, shit, I didn't even get last names for these two. I guess the extra security that comes from being in our $25 tier might just be worth it after all. Well, nevertheless, if you'd like to be doxxed on a moderately sized daily news podcast, sign up to become a member of our Patreon now. And we'll see you tomorrow.